So at the end of the narrow lines. So the Mor gave two answers how we know this din of Vio Bala, the fear of the Rab. We have Rabba's of the Vav Moisev in Ha'yosi Eliish and Reho Leho. So he talked about the four of the Av, and then we cannot combine it with the four of the Baal. And we have Tanur Bishmol at the end of the parsha. It says Ben Ish Nishtoy Ben Av Lebitoy. In one pasuk, it says that they go together. The Ish and Av Bitoy Ben Rabbi Sevia. So Mor says Rabba Hod the Tanur Bishmol My Avodai. Klarmer Kro the Darish Minei Tanur the Rabbi Shmol the Tanur Dine. That din which Rabba learned out from the Sukkim earlier, Tanur Bishmol learns it out from this. There's enough from this pasuk over here. So my overlay, what does he do with that pasuk? So it says, "Lomer shabal mefer devorim shabir don lemenot." It says, "Bein ish leishtoy." So he's mefer. The pasuk before mentions in nefesh. It says lanus nefesh. But now we're saying besides lanus nefesh, there's another din of being mefer bein ish leishtoy, things which are beinu lemenot, which are not necessarily in nefesh. The nidra in a nefesh, behedek sivi, kol neder v'choshu shuasis or anos nefesh. Okay, so that is already mentioned before. Uben ish liishto itzricho ledorm shabena lebeno, lekamam peirik pirkin mefarish mainiu. The next paragraph, which is called El Dvarim Shebeinu Lebeinu, talks about what the definition of Dvarim Shebeinu Lebeinu are. That's the next paragraph.
What was the end of the last round? The Tana Dine Mayodi?
The Tana Dine, that brisa which that Rishmal uses to teach the halacha, the Rabba's din. That's he's calling Dine Rabba's din. Rabba's halacha that he learned before, Rishmal learns from a different pasuk. Yeah. So that's now. So that's how Rabba knows what Rabba does with the pasuk. Then the more I ask, Akasha Le. Then the more I ask, the Tanur Bishmol, the Rosh Minalim Minoah Minale. So the answer is after the you could learn. I'm sorry, the more doesn't ask it. We should ask this question. After the Tarti Yalef Minei, maybe you can learn two things from the same pasuk. Now, Zokteran, v'kihecha debal eno mefer benitra ishtoi el nadorim sheyesh bem inui udorim shebeinu lebeinu. The Baal's power of afor is limited to either inu nefesh or udorim shebeinu lebeinu. Achinami av enu mefer nidre bitoy enu mefer bin nidre bitoy elo elu bovad. So the father's range of hafora is limited, similar to that of the Baal. And the reason why the Rambam is going to point this out because the Rambam says not like this. The Rambam says that the father's power of hafora is all nadorim. So the Rambam is saying that's not true.
We're saying just because the pasuk that puts them together. So this pasuk.
Oh, he's going to bring a sifri. The Rambam.
How come you didn't come here and get more dear shushar and fly?
Okay, now the in Pasuk Dalet it says Vishok Yisizir Neder La Hashem. Sorry, some of you have been around. So here it says Shua or Neder does not say Lanus Nafesh. And if he's Hechrish, if he's Heini, it's Batal. So it does not mention anything about Lanus Nafish. It sounds like it's talking about Ishak Kisidun Erel Hashem. So there is no mention of Inu Nafish. And Pasuk Yudalid, and Pasuk Yudalid, it says that that which the Baal is made for is an Isser of Lanus Nafish. So, and now we have the next, and we have the last pasuk, which tells me the Baruch Shemit Olam Ino. So, the pshutai of the Tzukim is by the father did not mention any limitation what type of netter it is, whereas by the Baal it mentions a limitation of what type of shul we're talking about or what type of netter we're talking about. Only on his nafesh, then Isha Yikim and Isha Yifei Renu.
So has that only been
Nesua? That's written by Nesua. Okay.
So did we distinguish Nerus?
Well, it's not Mistarba that the... Well, that's also an interesting question. One argument is that Arusa can't be better. Another argument is that Arusa, since he comes B'shut B'sha'av, so he could be better. Okay. Ron says that's not true. The father's Bach Yisuf is Sifri, Ainli Ella Baal, Shayna Mefer Ella Nidorm Shabin Ella Mendoa, Nidorm Sheshwani Nefesh, Hoaf Menayin, Reat Adon. So the Sifri starts off with a Kalva Chaimer. So the Sifri is Dorech of the Kalva Chaimer. So the end of the day, that the Kalva Chaimer does not work. So therefore, I do not have any reason to say this based on logic. So how do I know it? Tamalomer Elah Chukim. So in that pasuk it says, "Ben Ishti Shtei Ben Olav Itoy Ben Reb." So Al Karchan Atu Mamakish Esar Avla Baal Mal Baal Enu Mefer Elam the Dorm Shebet Olam Endo the Dorm Sheish Ben Inu Nefesh. And so the Av as well. So it's a hekesh based on the last pasuk of the parsha. This we only know so far by Baal, Baav Menayin. Now Baal in a mefer elam in the dorm sheish b'mini nefesh with the dorm shebin elam inoah. Afoav in a mefer elam the dorm sheish b'mini nefesh with the dorm shebin elam inoah. So that's Yerushalmi b'feresh Yerushalmi. What is telling is that throughout these whole two parakim, the Baal does not mention this din anywhere. So,
who doesn't mention it?
And you know the Gemara next parak does the Gemara goes to the definition of the Rosh Hashanah Noah by a husband to a wife. It never goes to the definition of the Rosh Hashanah Noah by a father to a daughter. Which, according to the Yerushalmi or according to the Sifri, we would expect a definition of the same way you want to define Elder Rosh Hashanah Noah, which is a Mishnah. By Baal to Isha, the least should be mentioned in the Gemara. Well, what about the father to daughter? Because it's also only by Rosh and Elamainov. In an effort, the Gemara says clearly what it is. What's the definition of Ben Elamainov when it comes to father to daughter? So it doesn't exist. So that's very telling. The Rambam Pasha is learning that's Machriya, that the Baal is learning not like the Sifri or the Yerushalmi. But the Rambam passes in the Kenegah the Sifri and Kenegah the Yerushalmi. He can't paskin on his own against a Sifri and a Yerushalmi. But he can say if the Bavli argues, the whole paskin like the Bavli. So the Bavli never argues. Well, the Bavli's lack of mentioning it can be construed as an argument. Okay, so the Gemara. Iboy Aluhu.
But,
Ad Kedoy means until now. That's the Yerushalmi's way of saying Ad Kan. Ivoy Lahum. Baal Megas Gaias or Miklish Kolish. So, in a situation where over here the Baal is referring to an Oris, when he's being made for together with the father, is what he's doing is that he takes off half of the netter, so he cuts it off. Lashon of being megas is the cut, or he weakens the everything in the netter. Okay. So Miklash Kolish, he weakens it. Now, it's lav dafka the child is on the Baal. The father, the same child being true in the father. The father is made for when he's being made for b'shutvis of the oris. How do we look at it? So hecha kami boy along. So where's an example where we would have this shaila? Because the nodra mitrain zaysin, she asked herself of from two specific zaysim of something. And the Oris was Mefer. The father had not been Mefer yet. And she ate them. Simina Megas Gaias Lakya, Simina Miklash Kolish, Isur Baalmahu. Does she get Malkus? Well, she ate two Kazasim of Isur. But if he weakened them, so we don't look at it as a full-fledged Isser, so she can't get Malkus. If he cut off half of the netter, so there's still one Kazayas of Isser left. So she added a Kazayas of Isser, so she'll get Malkus.
I understand, what's Isser Ba'alma?
We look at it, that's not a full-fledged Isser. She can't get Malkus yet. It's weakened, so it's Miklash Kolish, so it's Isser, but it's not Isser with Malkus. So the more Lashon Isser Ba'alma means, as opposed to an Isser which would contain with it Malkus. So that's the Shaila.
Where do you see like an Isser where, you know, Betzim that it gets Malkus, but under certain circumstances it's still an Isser, but it doesn't get Malkus?
You might know, can such a thing exist?
Yeah.
Where is that? Maybe it's in Yuma? Okay, maybe we're in the beginning of the 8th parak in Yuma. Person makes a shua. No, it's in Malkus at the end of the third parak. Person makes a shua less of a kazayas, but he made the shua on less of a kazayas. So now he eats it. So he used the lashon of achila. The more different, if you use lashon of la lashon of achila, so he can get malchus, he must less than a kazayas. Use lashon of achila, so it's an isser, but he can't get malchus because it's not achila. Do you say since he said behedya a lashon of shua? So I mean, it's not exactly the type of case, but you have. If the size of the thing would be a kazayas, it will get malchus. It's less than a kazayas, it will get malchus. But the isser is there, so it's not exactly the same. But so we're saying that with the process of hafora will downgrade the isser, but not totally, because it's not a full hafora yet. It's interesting. The more doesn't have the third side is that it's nothing. It's when the fathers, when both people have a fora together, then it's able to do something to the netter. Till then, it does nothing to the netter. It's a combination of the act of hafara of the av and the baal, which is made for the netter. So calls him out, you don't have both partners being made for, nothing happens. So the mora is not assuming that.
There's an issue of striking something.
Striking.
There's an issue of hitting a person.
Right.
So presumably, any time there's malchut, it's only because there's some specific and explicit permission to override the issue of striking someone.
Right.
So in a case of doubtfulness, and striking is direct, in the case of doubtfulness, you think that maybe we decide not to do malchut rather than in a downgraded case.
Well, that's the Shaila of the Gemara, is what is happening. If we understand this is what's happening, so then you can't give malchus. If this would happen, you could give malchus. That's the Shaila of the Gemara, what is happening.
But if, what I'm saying is that in case of any doubt, it being a, this would be a right that we put into it, not just...
Correct, but the more Shaila is, if I can bring you a proof that it's X, then you would get malchus. If I can't bring proof that it's X, then it's Y, you won't get malchus. You're right, but that's exactly our question. Can I prove that it's X and then say you'll get malchus? Right. The more is not remaining with a suffix right now. The more is presenting the two possibilities, saying where would the relevant be, and the more so let's see if we can prove it. Okay. Toshma. So there's a din of this roikna. That since a woman who's an arusa who gets divorced or becomes an almana goes back to rishus of the father for many dinim, so in regards to the dorim as well, even though the father has, as it were, the power of afora has been weakened, that it requires a partner. When the baal dies, there's a concept of nisroikna, the rishus goes back to the father. It's nisroikna, and it empties out literally, and it pours back from the baal back to the father. It's lashon lemora, nisroikna. Nisroikna means empty out, literally means you take the container which the baal was holding and you pour it back into the baal's container.
Into the father's.
The father's container, thank you. Same as Amru Meis Habal Nisroikna Rishus La'av. So when is, so the Brisa comes along and says, when do we say that the halacha is that when the Baal dies, that the Rishus is Nisroikin back to the father, and now the father is the full power of Hafora on the netter. Isman Shalosh Shama Habal Kadim Shayamus, that the Baal had not heard about it. So shtik of the baal is not construed as a hakama until the end of the day. Well, he died before the end of the day. So we never had a hakama on the part of the baal. So Zui Shashanino, in all these three scenarios, the husband never heard about it. The husband was mefer, or the husband died before, after a shtika, before the end of the day. Then you say Mesa Baal, this right to Rishus La'av. Avol Im Shama V'Kayim, if the husband was actively making, oh Shashama V'Shasak Umeis B'yem Shalacharov Eno Yachal Lahofer. Okay. So once there was a hakama, either an act of hakama or a shtika to the end of the day, which halacha, the Tosafot gives it a halacha, the equivalent of a hakama, so even though the husband dies afterwards and say, well, she's now told him Shus Av, and the Av hears about it, he says, I'm being mefer, well, it doesn't help because the husband was making. Okay, now the Braisa continues and says, let's say Shoma Avia Vehefer Lo, Vahispik Baal Ishmoya Acha Meso Av, Zuisha Shaninu Meso Av, Lord Rishuk, the instructed Rishus the Baal. That the halacha is that even if the father dies, the Baal is only an Oris. And an Oris can't be Mefer than the Nidra Ishtar. We don't say that even though the father was Mefer before he died, we should take the Hafora of the Av and allow the Oris, who's now doing his half. Well, the problem is, once the father died, the Hafora of the father is not effective to be a shutvis with the Hafora of the Baal. So here, we're seeing a case where the Baal can't take over the power of the father. So he has to work in conjunction with what the father did. So if the Hafora of the father, like we said, like I gave you my third option, the Hafora of either partner is nothing until the second partner. So that makes sense. So since the Hafora of the father does nothing at all until the Hafora of the Baal, and by the time the Hafora of the Baal came around, the father was dead. So there's, which means the father has no power over her anymore. So his Hafora becomes ineffective to be mishtatif with the Hafora of the Baal to now make a Hafora. If you tell me that as soon as he makes the Hafora, something happens, so why don't you say that the Baal can pick up the second half and deal with it, even though the father is no longer here? That's where we're going to go in the thought process. But let's finish up the price. The Braisa goes till Samatasamanov. Let's finish up the Braisa. You see where the Gemara is going to go in this case over here is the case that we need to. Well, the Gemara is going to bring another case as well. You see that Bryce is touching on this issue. Furthermore, the Bryce says, Shoma Baal of a Hefer Lo, Lehisbeg Avli Shmoya, Achemesa Baal. So, if the Baal heard and was Mefer, the father did not hear about it until the Baal died. Zuisha Shaninu Mesa Baal Nisrik Rishus La'av. Shoma Baala Vehefer Lo, Lehispeka Avli Shmoya Achemes. So again, the Baal was Mefer, and now in the first case the Baal died, the second case now the father dies. And about Yochel Lahofer, Shana Baal Mefer Ela Beshutvis. Shoma Via Vehefer Lo, Lahispik Abal Ishmael Shemes, Kaiser Abu Mefer Kelko Shalaba. Okay, Tomer Umar Ibn Nasin. This is all Beis Shammai talking. But however, Beis Hillel says no. That in a case where where the father was Mefer already, the Baal died, so the father goes and it's Mefer Chelko Shel Baal. It sounds like from the Braisa that he does not need to be re-Mefer the part that he was Mefer. All he has to do is be Mefer the Chelko of the Baal. The Shul says no. In that case, in Yochel Lahofer. But according to Beis Hillel, so he cannot be made for just the chelik of the Baal, and furthermore, he cannot be made for redo the hafora of everything. So Shmami no, the Beis Shammai begas gaius, the Beis Hillel mikdash kolos. Shmami no. So the more the Braisa holds that this scenario where the father was heard about it and was mefer, and now the Baal dies, so according to the father, according to Beis Shammai, as soon as the father was mefer, half of the nether is gone. So you only have half of the nether left. Now the Baal dies, so the father, we say Nisroktim Shuslav, that half goes back to the father, and the father is made for the second half.
We have to do a second half.
He has to do a second half, but only has to do a second half of Chelko Shabbal. Right? He doesn't need to do on the part that he did already.
But he has to, like, he serves as the Baal. Like,
well, that's it. And he's worked in Mishul Sabah Lab. He takes back that. That is never made yet. So, whatever power the Baal had goes back to the father. Now he's made for a new netter, totally. But this netter, which was ready, said Mishul Sabah, the Baal got the authority to be made for half of it. So I could have argued. So that takes effect at the moment of the netter. Once the Baal dies, there's no hafora anymore on that half. So we say no. The father takes back that rishus, but he says so hafora beforehand wasn't effective on that half. So he needs a new hafora. But what the Beis Shammai looks at it is the father did hafora on half of the netter, and now he has to do a new hafora on the second half of the netter, because he never did hafora on the second half of the netter. But Beis Hillel holds that so that the hafora of the father was effective to Miklash Kolish, but there's nothing there that he could take over from the Baal to say he should take it from being Miklash Kolish to being from half qualitatively to zero qualitatively. Okay. The part of the argument of the Shalom of the Mor is the four of a shutris. Is it a quantitative shutris or is it a qualitative shutris? Each one is weakening the quality of the netter halfway, or each one is removing half of the actual numbers of the netter. That's a quantity.
What would happen according to Beis Shammai if they you know, both the father and the Baal heard, they hadn't done anything, they hadn't finished, and the Baal dies. So does the father do one hafara?
Correct. Then he can do one hafara.
Okay, so you have two hafaras.
Right. Right. No, then his one. Now is Nisroktim Rishus to the father, and he can make for both sides at the same time. Okay, so that's the Gemara. We'll leave the round for tomorrow.